We welcome you into Frisco, Texas. Jordan Spurgeon, Jordan Hamm, Brad Sussmat. It is Big 12 Football Media Days, which means we're going to sit here over the next half hour, thereabouts. You're going to hear voices like Sam Levitt, Jordan Tyson, the great John Wilner, but we're starting with the two experts.
Dinguses.
Dinguses?
Yeah. We're starting, we're the opening act.
Wouldn't it be nice, oh, by the way, we're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union taking care of you, taking care of your business from Big 12 Media Days here in Frisco, Texas.
They support all this tomfoolery.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they support it.
All right, let's start with the angle that you're expecting to hear the most about today with ASU.
Going from 16th to first last year. What was that like?
The same thing as we've been talking about for 6 months, the end of the season last year. But it's a good problem to have, right? I was talking to some of the media relations folks over at ASU, and they're like, we are chock full, and we're going through Radio Row, and it's more, who doesn't want to talk to Sam Levitt? You know, where last year it was, oh, Cam Scott, who's a nice player, who's this Clayton Smith guy? Now they have five guys, their five all Big 12 preseason selections are here, and then Clayton Smith, you know? So there's six studs here. So it's just funny how quickly that thing can flip.
Expecting at some point somebody, not calling out shots, call them Arizona instead of ASU. That's going to happen when you get these national ASU-Arizona storylines. It always happens. Maybe not at Big 12 Media Day, you would hope, but you never know.
Yeah.
And then obviously, yeah, Sam Levitt, Heisman campaign, I'm sure he's going to be asked about that over and over and over today. So we won't be asking about that, but, you know.
I might.
Maybe.
I'm a voter, so I have to ask. I have been interviewing mascots, because that's something that you have to do. You were a mascot at one point, right?
I was. The Target back-to-school event for ASU, 2 years running, I was Bullseye the dog, and I was great.
How'd you audition for that?
It was my girlfriend at the time was running the thing, and I said, that one paid cash rather than a Target gift card, so I wanted that one. And I didn't have to show up at 3. I could show up at, like, 8 and just get heat stroke for, like, 2 hours. But it's fun being a mascot. You can do whatever you want. And then they go, oh, he's just a dog. Like, I was throwing microwaves in people's carts and things like that. And they were just like, Bullseye, it's crazy. I was kicking stuff. Like, it's a great world to live in.
The West Virginia mascot has a big old rifle. So I was a little intimidated when I came over to him.
There's a couple gun toting.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Yeah. Texas Tech. I know he pulled his pistols on a couple media
members.
There
were some quick draws last year.
Yeah. So for the Sun Devils pitchfork to look mild is saying something among these mascots.
You've been coming now for a few years to these events. What strikes you about Media Day?
They're all the same, but they're not. The topics are pretty much the same. The teams and players are obviously a little bit different going from the Pac-12 to the Big 12 now. But it's a fun time. It's a fun time. You get to see everybody in a different environment. You catch guys early in the day. It's a lot more fun. You catch them at the end of the day. It's kind of, hey, what have you been asked about 100 times a day? Okay, I'll stay away from that, and we'll go somewhere else. So you kind of get creative talking to these guys, but it's a good time.
With the right topics, and this is why I think we try to do a lot of homework ahead of time, is like, a lot of times this is where you get a one-on-one, one of the few times a year with a certain guy. So it's like, let's not do the just meat and potatoes stuff. Let's get a little weird.
How great is it to be here today?
Right. Yeah.
What does it feel like to win in a bowl game?
I know.
Are you excited for the season?
I know your team was awful last year, but how are they better? And how okay, but like we try to dig a little deeper and find some fun storylines, some interesting ones that maybe nobody knows. And that's where this day can be great. When you come in and it's just all of that, it's a waste of everybody's time, frankly.
Okay, so you've been coming here for how many years? Because we'll go back
six or seven, probably.
So when Pac-12 was out in Hollywood, then Pac-12 went to Vegas, Pac-12 started to fall apart. Remember the famous Jaden Daniels, you have a pizza endorsement. I do? Yeah, that actually happened. The JD5.
Yeah.
It feels to me like this is a much bigger deal than what we had in Vegas last year at Big 12, the first media day. And I don't know if Deion's going to show up or not.
It was a lot of just kind of feeling out, how does this go? And even, like, not to get too much in the minutia of journalism, but, like, how do we get the players on camera? How do we do this? How do we do that? Where now it's much more, and there's a lot of buzz around ASU. It's interesting how it has totally flipped from last year, where U of A was the hot team, and you had Noah Fifita and T-Mac coming in, and they were the ones on the all preseason team, and now it's ASU. Completely flipped. So, but yeah, this is a great facility. The Star, I've been here once before, years and years ago. This is a really cool setup to have. As much as I love the Vegas setup, and I will always be loyal to that, this is still a really, really good setup.
It's fun. You know, the Star, we ran into some people yesterday from Arizona. Didn't even know Big 12 Media Day was going on. They were just outside the Star visiting. We walked up to get some food and ice cream. There's a Bible study going on outside of the Star, stuff on the big screen TV. There's a bar across the street. They're having a Love Island watch party. It's just it's a fun place to be.
It was the American culture just crossing over, Bible study over here. And cheers like it was the Super Bowl. And we look up, and it was some talking head in front of a green screen talking about getting dumped or doing the dump. I don't know.
Hey, for them, the Cowboys aren't going to be there. Might as well be their Super Bowl, you know?
Exactly.
All right. So we're all going to be doing our thing here. We are going to bring you Sam Levitt. We're going to bring you Jordan Tyson. We're going to bring you John Wilner. And, of course, over on the website, sports360az.com, you can check out all the content from the guys, myself, our social media channels. We'll have a lot of it as well. We're back with more after this timeout. And now, as always, part of Media Day is John Wilner. John Wilner and Wilner Hotline. How many media days have you been to?
A lot. Many media days.
Triple digits?
No, not triple digits. I'm not that old.
Well, maybe I've been
well
to triple digits.
Well into the double digits.
Yeah.
Multiple conferences and multiple states. But, yeah, they're always good. More for just kind of shooting the bull with people than what the coaches actually say on the podium. They're always guarded.
Nobody's going to say today, man, we're in trouble.
No.
Our recruiting class was horrible.
Right.
I'm going to get fired because my DC doesn't know his way out of a paper bag. That's not going to happen today.
No, it's not.
What is going to happen today, John?
Well,
a lot of national titles are going to be won today.
We'll see. I mean, the first thing that happens is Commissioner Brett Yormark will speak, and we'll see what he says. He has a tendency to say some stuff that makes headlines.
Okay,
and
what would he say today to make a headline? What would he say?
The biggest things are the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Controversy is the hottest topic right now that I can think of. They are pushing back. He's leading the charge for the so-called 5+11 model, which is heavy on at-large bids, in opposition to what the Big Ten is pushing for. And the SEC has kind of adopted the Big 12's approach. We'll see what Yormark says. They've got till December before they have to make a decision on the model for 26. Maybe he'll say something about how far down the road they are. Maybe he'll say something about NCAA tournament expansion. I know that's basketball. But this week, the men's basketball committee is meeting, and they are going to discuss expansion, and we might get news on expansion of March Madness this week.
Oh.
I'm sure Yormark, who is in favor of it, more spots means more bids for the Big 12. He may address that as well.
A year ago, you and I are sitting in Las Vegas, and we're thinking there's a nothing burger story here with Arizona State. It's going to be a rebuild. It's going to be a bunch of nothing. We're going to hear all the same stuff.
Yep.
But I was interested in Kenny to see how he'd go about it. And had no clue about Sam Levitt. Had no clue that it would turn out to be the best story in college football. What are you sensing for Arizona State this coming season, John?
It's almost the exact opposite situation internally and externally. Easily to be brushed aside last year, picked last, and they got all the attention this year. They got all Americans. They got a hot coach. They're a hot story. They're going to be top 10, top 15 in the preseason poll. They're a big story here. That's different. Even you could have the exact same 85 scholarship players from one season to the next, but everything is different in the locker room when you have expectations from the outside and internally. Guys that weren't thinking about the NFL last year, now they're going into the season and they're thinking about the NFL. It's totally different. I'm fascinated to see how Dillingham handles that aspect of it. If that works well, they could repeat as champs. They've got the players.
But you don't like them in what you wrote.
No, I don't, because I think that something's going to go wrong. I mean, everything went right. You know, whether it's injuries or just guys not being totally aligned like they were, the schedule being tougher than maybe it looks. The margins are so thin to win a conference, and I just think there's a chance that something will surface that we don't expect, and it will derail them. But they could finish, you know, in a tie for a four-team tie, one game off the pace, right?
Sure.
I'm not expecting that they're going to collapse, but winning that championship is such a narrow path.
Well, when you think back to last season and some of the narrow victories that they had,
yep.
It just came down to stupidity on a couple of them by the opposing team. I mean,
right,
really.
Right.
Take a knee and the game's over.
Yep.
And then it came down to, okay, you guys get this far and you do get that last-minute play, that last-minute miracle. That's part of the deal of a magical season. So I agree with you. Things have to break exactly right. Who do you like this coming year to take the Big 12?
Well, I would have liked BYU until their quarterback got into some off-the-field issues, Jake Retzlaff, and is now probably transferring. So BYU needs a new quarterback. I think Texas Tech, Iowa State, Kansas State, ASU, I kind of see them all up there. The Big 12, the beauty of the Big 12 is that there's no dominant team. There's no Georgia. There's no Texas or Ohio State, right? So it's wide open. The team that gets that we think might finish 10th could win it. But I would pick Texas Tech, Iowa State, some combination thereof, maybe Utah. I think Utah's going to have a great bounce back year. Can they get all the way to the top? If they're healthy, they might be able to do it. But it's going to be fun. The Big 12 is the most fun conference because there is no blue blood.
Yeah, I like that.
So we'll see. Everything, it's a crapshoot. Last year, the preseason poll missed each team by an average of 7.5 spots. That's a lot in a 16-team conference for an average. They aren't doing a preseason media poll this year precisely because of ASU. Last year, the narrative was the team picked last in the Big 12 has won the conference.
Yeah.
How good of a conference could it be if that can happen?
Right.
Big 12 got smart. They said, you know what, we're not going to give any critics fodder, and we're going to do away with the preseason media poll.
That is John Wilner and Wilner Hotline, delivering the goods here in Frisco, Texas. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Brad.
Right, back here at Media Day, here in the Star in Frisco. So I have Sam Levitt's helmet. Hi, Sam. It's Brad.
How you doing, man?
Good seeing you here. Have a mic. So I'm looking at your helmet. This thing is tight. Like, I try. You okay if I do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I all right? I mean, I don't want to break it. I don't think I can. What size head are you?
It's a large. You must just.
I got a fat head. I got a fat head, right? So the speaker is back there.
It's in the ears.
It's in the ears, but
yeah.
What's that?
Where?
That little white thing, the little white dot.
I think that just means this helmet has a speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, so it all goes back there, like the device, and then the earpiece is right next to my ear.
What happens when a coach coughs in your ears?
I don't know if that's happened.
That hasn't happened yet? Because I've heard that. Have you had coaches that you're like, dude, tone it down? It's too loud?
It's funny you say that. In practice, for sure, because Royal will be, you know, getting mad at someone or yelling.
Yeah.
They'll still have it on, and it's yelling in my earpiece. But hey. But he's impressive in game with it. It all goes really smooth, and he's a professional.
All right, how much say do you have in this? Do you have any say in this? Or they're like, here's your helmet.
And do you have to get like the style of helmet?
Yeah, no, like your padding, your. Do you have any say over what you're wearing during game day?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I get to control all that. I could do a different helmet, different padding, and I put a little earpiece right here in the big game so that noise doesn't come in from.
Oh, okay. So when you're playing like Peach Bowl,
yeah,
you got that.
Yep.
What question are you going to get asked today? So many times you're going to be sick and tired of talking about it.
I think about the projections for next year.
Okay.
Just, you know, you look at last year and we're projected 16th and we go and do what we do. So as we've learned, projections mean nothing. You got to go out and get it every single day. You know, and I don't really like things being quote unquote handed to me or anything. So I don't like people saying, oh, this is what's going to happen. You know, you guys are all this, that, and the third, you know. So I just want to go out and prove it to them again.
So Jordan Tyson is around here somewhere.
Yep.
What can he do in football that you can't?
What can he do?
Yeah. What is he better at you then? Yeah?
I'd say his acrobatic catches for sure.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I mean, I can get up. You know, I have a pretty good dunk package.
You're a bad basketball guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a dunk package.
Yeah.
But
I'd say my dunk package is better than his, but he can definitely.
Wait a minute. Is he around?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, he's right over there. Yeah, never mind. I'll get back to him. I am a Heisman Trophy voter, okay? You obviously are a candidate. A year ago, I had Cam as just, let's keep an eye on this. And people said, Brad, you're a homer and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. I believe that if you go out and you play the way that you play, that there will be West Coast bias. Christian McCaffrey is my prime example of he should have won a Heisman. When you play Iowa State, you play Colorado, not that every game, those games are going to be nationally televised from my view. I think as the season goes along, if you win, do you think at all about that stuff? Is it just Brad? I don't care about that stuff. No?
Yeah, I mean, you care about it right now, and I'd say you definitely think about it in times like now, and that's what drives you to, you know, work out harder, you know, do some stretches when you don't want to do it, go in the film room when you don't want to go in it. But, you know, once it gets in season and week prep and, you know, game time, you don't think about those things. It's just about, you know, being the best teammate, player you can possibly be.
Okay. Business side, before I get you out of here. How many endorsements do you have right now? How many business deals? We asked this question of Jaden Daniels 3 years ago, and he didn't know that he even had one going with a pizza company. How many do you have going right now?
I don't know the number. I got a couple.
Yeah.
But I'm really
Who are
excited.
They? Can you say?
I just like to keep that stuff to myself, and we put it out in the media, but I don't love to talk about all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, the business side, though, is real.
Yeah.
Do you have say when you're like, I'm not doing that?
Yeah.
Good. Any of you said that?
Yeah, for sure.
Smart, smart. Welcome back here at Media Day. Jordan Tyson is going to sit down right now because Sam Levitt said earlier that he had a better dunk game than Jordan Tyson. Now, is he lying?
He is lying.
So in what way, shape, or form is he lying? I said, what can you do that Jordan Tyson can? He said, well, I have a much better dunk game. And it, you know what? It was not even, like, scripted. It was, boom, he took a shot at you.
I'm going to tell y'all this. We was playing a horse, and I start dunking because he was shooting, like, fadeaway jumpers from three-point range. I'm like, bro, I'm going to just go ahead and dunk. He gets so mad that he can't do the dunks. He said, I can't do dunks anymore. So he's lying.
So he's lying.
He's lying, for sure.
We have a Heisman Trophy candidate who's lying. We have the quarterback on the team. So do I need to call him out on this?
Yeah, you need to call him out on this because he's lying.
Okay, what can he do that you can't?
He can shoot fadeaway jumpers from three-point range. That's the only thing he can do that.
So he makes them or does he just shoot them?
He makes them, bro, but he jumps to the moon. And when I don't jump to the moon, he says that don't count for something.
That doesn't count. Now, he did say that he's been trying some of your catch moves. Have you seen him do that in practice? He's trying to do some of your catches.
Yeah, I've seen that for sure.
That's got to be silly.
Yeah, he'd be, when we go like, when Scat used to be at quarterback, he used to be at receiver, and he used to try to work on his releases, trying to look like me and stuff. But
get out of here.
He's definitely been trying.
Do you have a trampoline, dive out, into pillows, you know, stuff like that?
That'd be amazing.
All right, what question are you going to get asked today that you're like, hey, Brad, I've been asked that question 100 times. I'm tired of getting that question asked.
I think we ain't been going for that long, so I think you're still in the green to ask whatever you want.
Okay, whatever I want. What do you want to talk about? If I'm talking about your team this year.
I can talk about competing all day.
Do it.
Because anybody on the team knows they don't beat me at not too many stuff.
Nothing? What do they beat you at?
The only thing I've lost at, I've lost in golf, and I've lost in ping pong to Dillingham, and that's it. That's all I can remember.
So, in golf, are you horrible?
Nah, I be shooting under 100 every time.
Every time?
I don't never shoot over 100.
Okay, but who beats you?
Cam Harpool beats me. He's actually pretty good. He has a baseball background, so he's kind of...
He's got the swing.
Like a little cheating kind of.
Oh, he cheats?
No, he don't cheat. He got the baseball background.
Oh, because I know about, you know, golfers that cheat, so yeah. We don't want that. Who else beats you?
That's it.
So when Dillingham plays you in ping pong and he beats you, does he let you have it?
Oh, for sure.
Why?
Because I'm going to talk that mess to Dilly.
Okay.
I'm going to talk that mess, and I'm going to tell him right before the game, I'm going to beat you, but then when he wins, he's going to let me hear.
So, so for a family audience that's watching right now, can you talk some of the mess? Or
you're
not
beating me. I promise that.
So if you're looking right in the camera, give it to him.
I promise you, you're not going to beat me. I'm going to win this one for sure.
And it's that smooth.
It's that smooth.
And then what does he say?
And then he'll be like, watch this. That'd be exact words. I can't lie.
And he's right.
He's right. I beat him for sure. I beat him. Don't get it twisted. He just beat me one time.
If I would have told you a year ago in Las Vegas that we'd be sitting here with all this hype and hoopla, would you believe me? Yeah. Even the 16th being picked last.
Activate the Valley.
Yeah, that was, I've been in the Valley for 30 plus years. I think it was the best story, Jordan, that I've seen come through in a long time. I'm a Heisman voter. I kept my Heisman vote in my back pocket until it was pretty clear who I should vote for. Didn't matter, it was a hometown kid. She was the best player. So with that as the backdrop, you look ahead to this season. If you're an analyst, you're sitting here in my shoes. What am I looking at Arizona State saying? I think things could break their way, or things may not. You had some breaks last year, right?
Yeah, I've been telling a lot of people that. We was close to being 7-5, for sure. A couple plays away.
Yeah. And so this year, because fans are going to say, well, we're going to go undefeated and everything's going to be great and all that. And that's what fans do. And that's what players do.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's supposed to do. So objectively, you're looking at this season and say, what do we have to get right this year?
I feel like finishing games, Mississippi State game, BYU game, Kansas State game, we didn't finish. We had a nice, good lead, but they came back and almost beat us. So just finishing.
Okay, that's good. Where are you a year from now?
Where am I a year from now? I don't know. Only God knows.
That's a good answer. Business, how's business off the field? How involved do you get in business off the field?
I'm definitely involved just because I'm very particular in who I trust and who I want to work with and things like that. But my family plays a big role in that. My brother's in that area right now, so he kind of guides me along through that. So I'm definitely in and on the business. But I try to elevate myself in every way possible.
Craziest thing you've been offered to endorse? You're like, there's no way I'm doing that. You don't have to name the company, but just like... A brand that you're like, not a brand, but just something like, there's no way I would do bubblegum. Well, there's no way I would do, you know.
There was something like I had to sign like 400 helmets. That was kind of crazy. Nothing too crazy.
What endorsement do you have right now that you're so happy you have?
What endorsement? Does the rev share account?
Yeah.
Yeah,
RevShare. RevShare counts big.
The RevShare.
I appreciate you coming by.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Good visiting.
Yes, sir.
There's Jordan Tyson. He can do things that Sam Levitt can't.
Can't.